麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Welcome once again to this broadcast.
非常欢迎你来到今次的天路导向的广播里面。
Have you noticed the huge interest in cameras, videos, and pictures these days?
不知道你有没有注意到啊，今日人是对影相机、录影机和一些相啊，都是非常之着迷呢。
But all of this use of cameras and videos causes us a major problem.
但是有一样嘢，就是用这些嘅摄录器材呢，却系会造成一个好大嘅问题吧。
Scientists tell us that our obsession with pictures and video cameras may have weakened our ability to treasure memories.
有啲科学家话俾我哋听，过分依赖摄影嘅技术会削弱人对一啲往事、珍贵嘅往事嗰种嘅记忆力。
They tell us that when we trust the remembrance of an event to a picture or a video, you are less inclined to store that memory in your memory bank.
他们说当你依赖那些照片和录影啊，去记录某一件事的时候，你在脑海里头储存那件事的能力就会降低。
In reality, memory is one of God's greatest gifts to us.
事实上，其实人的记忆力就是上帝赋予给人类的宝贵礼物的其中之一。
Our brains have the capacity to store millions of bits of information.
我们的大脑可以储存上百万条信息的片段。
This information is kept in perfect order.
这些信息都会很有条理地放在我们的脑袋里面的吧。
And it is there to be recalled as needed.
如果你需要记起它的时候呢，你就记得起的了。
Modern research revealed that the brain can store enough data to fill several million books.
近代的研究显示呢，大脑储存的资料啊，可以填满几百本书。
But the human brain is also capable of deliberately forgetting things.
但是大脑都有啲故意忘记嘢嘅功能噶噃。
There are some people who are able to forget unpleasant experiences.
你会发现有啲人咧会好容易唔记得一啲唔开心嘅事噶。
Other people have the ability never to forget a thing.
但系有啲人咧又有啲能力系永远连最鸡毛蒜皮嘅一样嘢都唔会忘记。
Most of us remember the things that are important to us.
大部分的人都会记住他认为重要的事。
You may forget a prayer meeting, but you would never forget a day of your exams.
或者你会不记得参加祈祷会，但是你永远不会不记得参加考试。
We will all remember what's important to us.
你根本就知道什么对你来说是重要的。
And that is why you will find that the most recorded word in the Bible is this.Remember, remember, remember.
因此你会发现呢，圣经里头其中一个记载得最多的字呢，就是要记住，要记住，要记住。
The Bible describes how God's heart breaks over those who easily forget God.
圣经描述上帝对那些忘记他的人是几咁的伤心。
Those who easily forget God's mercy.
就是那些轻易忘记上帝恩典的人。
Those who easily forget God's blessings.
那些对上帝所赐的福至尊脑后的人。
Those who easily forget God's gracious acts toward them.
就是那些忘记了上帝在他们身上施行慈爱的人。
Those who easily forget God's supernatural interventions in their lives.
就是那些去忘记上帝在他生命里头彰显奇妙作为的人。
Those who so easily forget God's answer to their prayer.
亦都系嗰啲经常忘记上帝应允咗佢哋祷告嘅人。
There are so many times in the scripture where you hear God's deep disappointment at his people's forgetfulness.
在圣经上面呢，经常都记载上帝因为以色列人的健忘而伤心难过。
In Luke chapter 17, we find the story of 10 lepers.
我们在路加福音第17章，我们见到有一个故事是讲十个大麻风的人。
These lepers cried out to Jesus, have mercy on us.
那些这样的有麻风的人呢，见到耶稣呢，就大声叫可怜我啦。
And Jesus answered their prayers and healed them.
耶稣就应承了他们的祷告，去医治了他们。
There were 9 Jews and 1 Samaritan.
其中有九个是犹太人，一个是撒玛利亚人。
All 9 Jews took their healings for granted and never thanked the Lord.
那九个犹太人得到医治之后就一走了之，将主忘记了。
Only the Samaritan came back to say thank you.
只有一个撒玛利亚人回来向主讲多谢。
In Luke 17:17,
你如果去睇路加福音第17章17节，
You can sense the deep disappointment of the Lord Jesus when he said, "Were not 10 healed?"
你就能够体会到耶稣讲话，诶，唔系十个人得到医治咩？嗰份嘅失望嘅心情。
Why did only the Samaritan give glory to God for his healing?
除了这个撒玛利亚人，再没有其他人回来归荣耀给上帝吗？
Before God's people entered into the promised land,
当以色列人进入上帝向他们应许的地方之前，
God warned them that once they become prosperous, their greatest temptation is going to be forgetting the God who prospered them.
上帝就警告他们说，一旦他们兴旺昌盛，就会忘记了那个赐福给他们的上帝。
And right on schedule, as soon as they prospered, they forgot the one who led them from captivity to prosperity.
我们见到不出所料，当以色列人一开始兴旺，就忘记了那位带他们离开为奴之家进入丰富之地的上帝。
And God sent them one prophet after another.
上帝就差好多嘅先知，一个接住一个去到佢哋嗰度。
God sent them one warning after another.
上帝就用咗一次又一次嘅警戒向以色列人讲。
God tried to remind them again and again.
上帝提醒完以色列人，又再提醒佢。
God kept on saying, "Remember, remember, remember."
上帝不断同佢哋讲话，要记住，要记住，要记住。
But when they refused to remember,
但系当佢哋唔愿意去记住上帝嘅吩咐嘅时候，
other nations came and swept through the land and took them captive.
周围嘅列国就去侵略佢哋，将佢哋掳去啦。
In the same way, God speaks to us today, saying, "Remember, remember, remember."
同样，上帝今日亦都不断对我哋讲话，要记住，要记住，要记住。
But then there is going to be a time when God will say, "Enough is enough."
上帝可能有一日，佢就会话：，唉，够啦，唔讲啦。
If we keep ignoring knowing God intimately,
如果我们一直不愿意去亲近上帝的话，
If we keep on forgetting the reason for our existence,
如果我们总是忘记我们应该为哪个而活的话，
If we keep forsaking the importance of pleasing the Lord,
如果我们一向不重视过一个讨上帝喜悦的生活的话，
Then judgment will come.
这样总有一日，审判是会临到我们的。
Thank you.
In the Old Testament, God established the various feasts, such as Passover, as permanent reminders of His graciousness.
上帝在旧约的时代为到以色列人设立了各种的节期，好像逾越节那样，他的目的就是要让以色列人永永远远都记住上帝的恩慈。
But the feasts soon turned into empty celebrations.
但是以色列人很快就将这些节期当作一些空洞的庆典。
In the New Testament, Jesus established the Lord's Supper.
在新约的时代，耶稣基督就设立了圣餐。
So that it may be a permanent reminder of the cost of God's love toward us.
让到我们永远都去记住上帝的爱，是对我们几咁的心，为我们付出了几咁大的代价。
But for many people, it has become an empty ritual.
但是对很多人来讲，圣餐却是一个死板的宗教仪式。
Why does God want us to remember?
究竟上帝为什么要我们记住这些事呢？
Because remembering God's love gives us the ultimate hope.
因为只有记住上帝的爱，我们才会有最大的盼望。
Because remembering God's love for us invites us to love Him deeply and fully.
因为只有紧紧咁样记住上帝嘅爱，我哋先会被激励去尽心尽性咁样去爱佢。
In Psalm 42,
喺诗篇第四十二篇里面
，we find an example of how forgetting God's grace and mercy can cause discouragement, despondency, and sickness。
我哋见到忘记上帝嘅恩典同埋怜悯，就会为我哋带嚟受苦、忧闷，甚至系疾病。
Psalm 42 tells us how loving God with your memory can fill you with hope。
诗篇第四十二篇话俾我哋听，记住上帝嘅恩典，并且好好咁样去爱上帝，就会让到我哋满有盼望。
Let's read together Psalm 42 verses 4 to 6.
让我们一起来读出在圣经的诗篇四十二篇第四到六节，这个是从我们所爱的书里头所找到的上帝的话语。诗篇四十二篇第四到六节，我从前与所有的人一起住，我用欢呼称赞的声音领他们去到上帝的圣殿里面一起去守节。但是当我追想回想这些事的时候，我的心却极其悲伤。我的心啊，你为什么忧闷？你为什么在我里面烦躁呢？你应该去仰望上帝，因为他的笑脸是帮助我的，我还要去称赞他。我的上帝啊，我的心在我里面忧闷，所以我从约旦地，从黑门的山岭，从米撒的山去纪念你。
Only the memory of God's past faithfulness can propel you forward to future hope.
原来只有纪念过去上帝怎样信实地对待你的时候，才能够让到你去走向充满盼望的未来。
Only the memory of God's past intervention in your life will lead you forward to a renewed passion and love for Him.
原来只有追想上帝过去在你的生命里头怎样去帮助你，才能够引领你勇往直前，以不断更新的热情来爱他。
There are two very important things in Psalm 42 that I want to tell you about.
今天我想同你分享下在诗篇第四十二篇里头的两个重点。
Number one,
第一点是什么？
When you are down and defeated, it is because you have forgotten.
如果你经常失败，你情绪低落，这个原因就是因为你忘记了。
When there is deliverance and dominion, it is because you remembered.
当你得着释放，你是得胜有余的时候，因为你记住了。
When you are down and defeated, it is because you have forgotten.
如果你经常失败、情绪低落嘅话，就系因为你忘记咗。
Whether your forgetfulness is intentional or not，
无论你系故意忘记定系不经意嘅忘记。
When you retrace your footsteps as to the cause of your troubles，
当你好好去回顾去寻找你失败嘅原因嘅时候
，You will discover your forgetfulness of God's past blessing。
你就会发现系因为你忘记咗上帝所赐俾你嘅福啊。
In Revelation chapter 2，
喺启示录第二章
，Jesus told the church in Ephesus，
耶稣就话俾喺以弗所嘅教会嘅人听
，I have this against you that you have forgotten your first love。
就系有一件事啊，我要责备你，就系因为你哋将最初嘅爱心离弃咗。
And the cure is found in verse 5.
第五节就谂个办法医好佢啦。
Remember from where you have fallen.
所以你哋应该去回想翻你哋系喺边度堕落嘅。
Retrace your steps.
要谂翻你所行嘅过去嘅每一步。
Go back to where all of your trouble began.
翻翻到去你堕入去麻烦嘅嗰一刻。
Be honest with yourself.
诚实咁样去面对自我。
Examine your memory bank.
好好咁样去回忆一下。
But my listening friend, I want you to remember what I'm going to tell you.
但系亲爱嘅听众朋友，我想提醒你啊。
Sin is always ready to deceive you.
其实罪恶每时每刻都想去陷害你。
And we are more than happy to comply with its deception.
而我哋亦都好容易去上当去俾人呃噶。
We like to think that all is well with our spiritual life.
我哋情愿相信自己灵命几好啊。
Because we don't want to admit that we have forgotten our first love.
因为我哋唔愿意去承认自己最初嘅爱心已经失落咗。
We are reluctant to acknowledge that we have become worldly.
我哋亦都唔愿意承认自己已经被世俗所污染咗啦。
We are hesitant to admit that it is easier to enjoy the good life than to confront our spiritual failure.
我哋更加唔愿意承认自己宁愿去享受一啲美满嘅人生，都唔愿意去面对属灵嘅失败。
But my listening friends, please listen to me.
但系亲爱嘅听众朋友，请你仔细去听我讲。
Until we realize that we do not love Jesus with our whole mind, heart, and soul，
我哋如果仲未醒悟到自己仲冇全心全性全意全力咁去爱主嘅话
，we cannot go back to loving Him with our heart, mind, and soul。
我哋就唔能够翻翻转头，真正嘅全心全性全意全力去爱主我哋嘅上帝。
The second thing the psalmist tells us in Psalm 42 is this：
喺诗人咧喺诗篇第42篇里头提醒我哋嘅第二点系乜嘢呢
？The only hope for renewal of love for the Lord is with our memory。
如果你想要持守住对上帝嗰份上身嘅爱，就一定要保持清晰嘅记忆。
The Bible never points to sin without pointing to a way of forgiveness of that sin。
圣经喺指证我哋嘅罪恶嘅时候，总系为我哋开一条赦罪嘅道路。
Why？
点解上帝要咁样做呢
？Because our past memory is linked to future hope。
因为我哋对过往嘅记忆系总系同未来嘅盼望紧紧相连嘅。
Because our past memory is linked to our vision of the future。
因为我哋对过往嘅记忆总系同未来嘅前景息息相关嘅。
And it is only when you look back and see what Jesus had done for you that your faith and love for the Lord Jesus will be renewed。
只有当你时常去回顾耶稣为你所作嘅一切，你对主嘅信心同埋爱慕先会历久常新。
In fact, I personally do this on a regular basis.
事实上，我本人呢，就经常都是这样做的。
I begin by remembering this incredible fact.
我经常都会回想一些难以置信的事实。
That if I were the only person on the face of the earth,
如果这个世界剩下一个人就是我的话，
Jesus would have died for me.
我想耶稣都会为我而死的。
I think of a time when my life was threatened.
我记得有一次当我生命是处于危急的关头的时候，
And Jesus delivered me.
耶稣拯救了我。
I think of the time when I was diseased.
当我回想一次，当我在病床上面睡在那里起不到身的时候，
And Jesus healed me.
耶稣医治了我。
I think of the time when my loved ones were hovering between life and death.
我记得当我挚爱的亲人危在旦夕的时候，
And Jesus healed them.
是耶稣医治好他们。
I think of the time when I cried to him for mercy.
我记起当我去呼求上帝的怜悯的时候，
And I received his mercy in abundance.
就是上帝将他丰盛的恩典赏赐给我。
I think of the time when I did not know which way to turn.
我记得当我在人生的十字路口上面犹豫不决的时候，
And he opened a door and said, "Go here."
上帝就为我打开了一道门，跟住话行呢度啦。
I think of the time when I stood alone.
我记得有一次系当我自己一个企喺度嘅时候。
When I could have been dead for weeks and no one would have known it.
我谂紧我会唔会喺度死咗几个礼拜都冇人发现。
But Jesus knew it and he stood beside me.
但是我知道耶稣却在我的身边。
I think of the time when I came to him on behalf of others.
当我想起我要为其他人去代求的时候，
And he moved with power and supernatural intervention.
上帝就施展大能的手去行奇妙的事。
I think of the time when I did not know where my next meal was coming from.
当我想起在我生活困迫的时候，连下一餐都没有着落的时候，
And he provided so generously.
是上帝丰丰富富地供应了给我。
I think of the time when I was persecuted.
我想起当我是受逼迫的时候，
But Jesus never forsook me.
耶稣从来都没有离弃过我。
And by the time you remember God's goodness and mercy, you will want to tell the world about Jesus and his love.
当你想起上帝的良善和恩慈的时候，你就会想跟世界说耶稣是多么奇妙和他无比的爱。
And that is why the psalmist said, My soul, why are you depressed and discouraged?
因此诗人就说你的心，我的心，为什么要忧闷呢？
Remember what God did.
你要记住耶和华为你所行的是几咁大的事。
Remember, remember, remember.
是要记住，要记住，再记住。
When you love him with your memory.
当你透过你的回忆而更加爱主的时候，
You will have a renewed hope for the future.
你就会对未来充满全新的盼望。
My listening friend, let me ask you as I conclude.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，在节目差不多结束的时候，我要问你，
Are you discouraged today?
你现在灰不灰心呢？
Are you fearful?
你现在恐不恐惧呢？
Are you anxious?
你现在忧不忧愁呢？
Remember what God did.
记住上帝所做的事。
Praise him for his past deliverance.
为到他过去的拯救去赞美他。
Praise him for his past intervention.
为他所行的奇事去歌颂他。
Praise him for his past mercy.
为他施予的怜悯去称谢他。
And say to yourself,
话给你自己听，
The one who stood with me in the past.
在过去的日子，上帝与我同行。
Will stand with me in the present and in the future.
亦都会喺今日同埋听日，直到永远与我同在。
My listening friend, love him with your memory.
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，藉住纪念上帝嘅作为，更加爱佢啦 ，Emmanuel。听众朋友 ，Emmanuel， 希望上帝嘅恩惠同埋上帝嘅平安时常与你同在。你时常记住上帝嘅时候，上帝亦都时常记住你。今日喺天路导向，好希望你去回复我哋，同我哋分享有冇时候你感受到上帝同你同在，有冇时候你曾经纪念到上帝，透过你嘅回忆更加爱主呢？俾我万峰又得，俾麦克牧师都可以噶。喺度愿上帝嘅恩惠平安与你同在 ，Emmanuel。